Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com. This is Voice for Veterans. Hello there, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, coming to you. And of course, we have had a wonderful week here, but we want to say thank you for tuning in. And we're going to be talking about a lot of information for veterans. But this past week, we had a wonderful event come up, and I want you to know about it. All right. This is our special day. We've come out here, Key West, Florida. And we've been waiting all week to talk about the real things that come with Juneteenth Day. And Miss Edwina and a wonderful husband and the two cutest little dogs in the world are getting ready to take care of it. Hold on. And here's Edwina, Juneteenth, Caribbean style.
Hello, WVET listeners. This is Edwina Alvarez talking to you from the Key West Juneteenth Carnival in beautiful, sunny Key West, Florida. Myself and my husband, Edgar, and our two beautiful dogs, T'Challa and Onyx, are here celebrating Day of Liberation that happened June 19th, 1865, when Major General Morgan Granger freed the last of the slaves in Texas who didn't know that emancipation had been done January 1st, 1863. So we're here celebrating our day of liberation. Honey, right now I want to let my husband, Edgar, he doesn't want to say anything, but it's hot out here today and we are having a good time. We wish you could be here with us, but right now, we just want you to listen to the ambiance of the celebration here in Key West, Florida at the Juneteenth Key West Carnival. Oh, I'm telling you, it's beautiful here today. Just absolutely beautiful. The ambiance is high. People are rejoicing. History in the making. When President Biden on Thursday, June 17th, signed the legislation making June 19th, a holiday, a day of celebration. Now, you know, we have some people who are not really understanding American history think that we're trying to negate July 4th. July 4th is not taking away anything. We know July 4th, 1776 is the day America got its independence from Great Britain. But you have to understand that June 19th, for us as a people, is a day of celebration. For too long, we have been shackled and bowed down and held down, and our history has been suppressed, oppressed, and depressed. Well, side no longer exists as of today. Suppression, oppression, depression, it has succumbed. So today, June 19th, is our day of celebration, our day that the last of the slaves in Galveston, Texas, was finally liberated freedom. And that is a day of celebration. I wish that my great-grandmother, who was born in 1892, my mom, my dad, my grandparents were alive today to see this day, to see our day of liberation. I hope that my grandchildren and my children understand the significance of what Juneteenth, June 19th, what this day represents to us as a people. We are so proud to say we have a day that we can say, we can celebrate for us as a people. So I would like to thank Keith for giving me the opportunity to express our views on the importance of Juneteenth, and also to let you know that starting August 15th, we are going to start our motocross the southern half of the United States, because September 6th, we're going to meet in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I am a a descendant of the Tulsa 1921 massacre. My great-grandmother was 29 years old the day the Tulsa riots, the Tulsa massacre happened. My grandmother was 4. My grandfather was 11. And so it's an important time for us. So on August 15th, we're going to be going from Florida to Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, and then up to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we hope that as we go along, that we're going to meet people along the way. We're going to educate and just celebrate our time together. We want to meet as many veterans as we possibly can. We want to talk to veterans. We want to let them know what's happening, the veterans' rights, what's going on, how you can better prepare yourself. These are things that topics that are seldom talked about but are necessary. So we're hoping that as we travel across the southern half of the United States starting August 15th, that we will meet you. We will let you know as we travel where we're going to be at, so you can pull over and come by and say, hello, how you doing? We want to listen to you. We're going to start a drive, how to help our vets, and we'll be talking about that the first week of July, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I want you to just enjoy the day, enjoy the importance of Juneteenth, enjoy why it is so important, and why we as a people are celebrating today. We celebrate so many other holidays. It's just lovely that we as a people have a special day that we can call our own. And there's nothing wrong with that. So those who don't know, the politicians who don't know the American history, learn it. Those who don't want history told the way it should be told, you need to advocate it, because the Bible tells you our people perish for lack of knowledge. And nobody should go this world ignorant. Nobody should talk about subjects that they're not fully understanding. Because once you understand why we celebrate and why we do what we do, then I guarantee you, you can see the semblance and the respect and everything while we doing. So all you politicians who are complaining about we are celebrating Juneteenth and President Biden was wrong for signing the bill, I got news for you. No, he wasn't. This is long overdue. You know, you denied us our reparation. You denied us our 40 acres and a mule. You're not going to deny us Juneteenth. You know, like I said, sod stops. Suppression, oppression, and depression. It stops. So celebrate. Don't hate. Celebrate. Don't be ignorant. Inform yourself. Empower yourself. So when you meet people in the street who are a little bit ignorant and don't know, don't show your ignorance by joining the band. Show your intelligence by enlightening those who don't know. So I'm going to hand it back over to Keith right now. So all my WVET online radio listeners, have a happy Juneteenth day.
Yes, Edwina always tells it like it is. But I want to throw in all our Caribbean people. We're out here with, of course, Vibes Radio 1. We're enjoying this. And it's a wonderful, beautiful day in the Keys. And it's hotter than Miami, so better be careful. You better get some good water and some fresh air and sunshine. This is Keith, the boss of the Beach Voice of Veterans. And it's a special day. We got a lot of veterans. When I grew up, nobody knew about Juneteenth, but I was in Texas, so we knew. But when I got to California, I found out that Cinco de Mayo was another holiday that wasn't respected for those Mexicans. And we began to learn more and more and more. We want to thank you for tuning in today. And if you stick with us, we got a little bit more to come. Stay tuned. More from the Boss of the Beach at WVETOnlineRadio.com.
Hit by planes, BK Eastern Parkway, we get it in. Labor Day Parade full of Western Indians. Whether Trinidad or Guyana, Puerto Rico, Cubana, honor the blaze with Rasta ganja farmers. Pull up to the bodega around the corner, bumping Sean Price to the max, it's only proper. Coppers looking for reasons to pull me over to the shoulder, crack my window to get an older. Maybe for their quota, that's another issue. Put a toast in the air for who gone, you know we miss.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I sure want to thank you guys. We've had such a wonderful week this last week with a lot of activities and a lot of people doing good things. We always let everybody know that when you're listening to us, everything's on the up. And up means universal, positive, principle, philosophy. Stay tuned all the time for those kinds of good things that come along. And now we're talking about families. You know, the family unit is something that you can't teach. It grows. In our generation now, we have tools that can teach it. And we want to let you know that they're good tools and they're just practices. Practices make a difference. You know, when you're taking piano, practice makes you better. If you're taking speech, practice makes you better. So some of these rules and regulations, we need to practice more often so they become a part of us. Now, Edwina's got some better news. Thank you. She's coming right now.
Hello, WVET Online Radio listeners. This is Edwina Alvarez coming to you with helpful tips on how to make your home, your personal papers more functional and more better. I have what is called a household Bible. And this Bible keeps all my important papers. I have it in an index and tab form. It's so simple to do. If you put all your papers, if you don't have a safety deposit box, get you a big loose leaf binder and fillers that you can slide your papers in so they don't get messed up. And put these papers in these protected coverings. And then once you do all of that, tab them. And when you finish tabbing them, make your own personal index. So if something should happen to you or your husband or some our family members, encourage them to do the same thing. They would know how to take care of your personal effects. Okay, my husband encouraged me 2 years ago, honey, if something happened to me, unfortunately, I pay all the bills. He didn't. So he said, baby, I got to learn how to do all of these things, but I don't know where everything is at. So what I did a binder. And Keith will tell you, this is very comprehensive. I wrote down my bank accounts, my password, if something should happen to me, who's the beneficiary on the accounts, so that he could get in there. My birth certificate, my social security card, how to go into and pay the AT&T bill, how to pay Metro PCS, how to pay the utility bill. You will believe some of the things that everyday things people don't know how to do, because if you are the predominant person that takes care of the bills, a lot of times some people don't know how to pay the bills. So you have to make it really simple, so that they would be able to do these things in the house, and your home can still function even when you can't. In my binder, I have my birth certificate, my marriage certificate, my DD-214. I even have a high school transcript. And there is a form I have that things veterans need to know before they die. Your health insurance, I mean, and the list goes on. So what you need to do is set this up. Set it up so that your home can still function. And if you know, God forbid something happened to you and he wants to set it up on automatic pay so he doesn't have to go through this, it's a lot easier if he can set it up this way for himself or herself. But it's better to know how to prepare these things. You don't need an attorney to set up your personal effects. The only thing you need an attorney for is for your last will, how you want to divide a property. But your everyday household function, you don't need an attorney for that. But, you know, like I said, the Bible says people perish for lack of knowledge. And we don't want to be ignorant, even on everyday simple things. So I'm going to hand this back over to Keith, and this is Edwina Alvarez signing off for WVETOnlineRadio.com. Keith, take it over.
All righty. Now, we want to tell everybody that don't forget we're always on WVETOnlineRadio.com, and look for more information about the upcoming RVs Unite America. We're going on out to Oklahoma. We're going to talk about burial with dignity and place a couple of plaques of well-needed information and recognition in an old cemetery. And thank those who remembered the families. And thank those who are standing by. And again, that was Edwina. Y'all know her most right for burial with dignity. But she did a lot of research to make this week what it is. Thank you for those who don't know anything about Juneteenth Day and those who learned. Thank everybody for tuning in. And we also want to say hello, of course, to our friends at U.S. and Latin Chamber of Commerce, and, of course, all the rest of those who support Vets, too. Well, it's a wonderful day in paradise, and I want everybody to know that you can always catch us 24 hours a day at WVETOnlineRadio.com, and we got some more stuff for you.
Shirley Jackson. I talked to Shirley yesterday. She and I got a testimony. I'm one that has benefited, extremely benefited from what she's getting ready to describe to you. So I'm going to be a testimony at the end. Shirley Jackson, tell them who you are, where you are, name, address, phone number, email, your mail, they space, my space, all that. Okay. Little Instagram, 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 a lot of them. But make them get a phone number, too, so that they can call you if they need you right now. Because a lot of businesses will be watching this.
Absolutely. I'm just going to take off my mask.
She took off her mask.
Okay.
Shirley Jackson, she had it on when she got here. She's socially ready. Take it away.
Thank you. My name is Shirley Jackson, and I'm with Alto Hyperbaric Oxygen Group. We are an integrated clinical service that provides hyperbaric oxygen services for multimodalities, everything from oncology to wellness to immunity building to cardiac cardiovascular health, as well as fibromyalgia, neurological symptoms like PTSD, as well as the 14 covered indications, which are covered by insurance, which are diabetic wound ulcers, burn skin tissue repair, as well as crush injuries. So a plethora. I'd like to say that oxygen is for everyone. Whether you're sick or you're well, young or old, male or female, everybody needs oxygen and everybody benefits from oxygen. So it's deciding how you can use the hyperbaric chamber and hyperbaric oxygen therapy as an integrated part of your clinical plan. That's the key thing. So what is pressurized oxygen? That's the key thing, right?
Yep.
You want to know what the chamber is like. Most Americans associate hyperbaric oxygen therapy with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, everybody knows him, everybody loves him, but he suffered from, unfortunately, a burn, third-degree burns, after filming a Pepsi commercial. And the National Enquirer filmed him in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, and it was dubbed as an anti-aging time capsule or Michael Jackson's longevity coffin. But in actuality, it is a viable FDA-approved medical service that has been in use for over 70 years. It actually started in the military with use for submarine divers or scuba divers and submarine midshipmen that had to go underwater for long periods of time, and they had to acclimate to pressure and utilize the oxygen chambers as part of their training. This was to prevent the bends or hypoxia or lack of oxygen. It then morphed from use in the scuba diving arena to the Air Force. Same issues of getting pressure so that we could stop disorientation, lack of oxygen from airline fighters. So after the use in the military, they started seeing that, hey, as we're training the soldiers and the airship, the air fighters, their wounds are actually clearing up faster. So we found out that hyperbaric oxygen therapy was clinically useful. And now it's just an issue of educating the public as to the different, the myriad uses and benefits of hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's unfortunate, but if it sounds too good to be true, then it must not be true. And hyperbaric oxygen kind of falls in that category because it treats so many different conditions and benefits so many different areas. It's sometimes considered to be something less than clinically efficient. It's not a cure-all, but it definitely does produce a better clinically efficient outcome. So whether you're taking chemotherapy or you're trying to boost your immune system or you're recovering from COVID symptoms, it does work. The proof is in the pudding. So I invite you to visit our website. We are at www.altohyperbaric.com. Those are two big words. So it's alto, like altitude, double A-A-A-L-T-O, hyperbaric, H-Y-P-E-R-B-A-R-I-C.com, altohyperbaric.com. And you can call me. I'm based in Los Angeles, but we have a clinic here in Florida as well. So we have a 1-800 number. It's 1-888-303-HBOT. So that's short for hyperbaric oxygen therapy. That's 1-888-303-4268. That's us.
Okay. Did you hear that? Repeat it one more time. In case you're coming from anywhere else, you can call the 800 number and get information where it is in your area. And if it's not in your area, request that they come there.
Instagram.
All right. Thank you. I just got reminded to provide our Instagram as well. So I'll start with the toll-free number, which is 1-888-303-HBOT for hyperbaric oxygen therapy. That's 1-888-303-4268. And our social media on Instagram is at hyperbaric oxygen. And then Facebook, same thing, Alto Hyperbaric Oxygen. So two ways with the Alto.
just to let you know that most people, like she said, only have heard about this hyperbaric chamber with Michael Jackson. It has grown. Michael Jackson probably needs a check from y'all. Okay? He made the difference. I happened to be a diabetic and had some things done to me, and they told me I had 13 weeks. I got approved, paid for. They even paid for transportation for me to come to the chamber. After one treatment, they said, you don't need it anymore. So I'm a testimony. What she's saying is just the tip of the iceberg, what you can do if you add hyperbaric to whatever medicine you need. It makes a difference. It's increased oxygen in your blood. It's like salt water. Ain't no COVID in the ocean. Okay? Salt water, sunshine, a little bit of green chlorophyll can cure anything on this planet. Guess what? We'll add hyperbaric to that too. A little extra oxygen won't hurt you. We want to definitely thank you so much for coming. We appreciate what you bring to us. And see you in L.A.
That's right.
If don't nobody else get there, you'll be home.
I'll be at home.
All right.
In next week, Thursday, midday, Saturday morning, sunshine and rise. Over and out. 24/7, WBETonlineradio.com.